This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, 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 you'll have to excuse me. I am watching to see if the if President Trump comes out and gives a speech or makes comment on the Iranian issue. We will go to that. I will play that for you. So anyway, other than that, listen, lots happening, lots we need to talk about, and Brad Dinkins will join me from Pacific Justice Institute after the first break. We got a lot to speak with him about as well. You know, I'm watching how this is being played out. And some of you also are watching how this is playing out and how the news is dealing with it. Whether it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC, DEFG, whatever. And what's really interesting about this, you know, Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, we can't afford to go to war. That's the best she can do. They're firing on American forces, and the best they can come up with is we can't afford to go to war. Whether we can or can't is another issue. And this has been going on since Barack Obama took over the White House. And the Dems felt emboldened, empowered, whatever. And let's not punish anybody. Let's not push back. Let's not protect ourselves. Let's just send them a gabillion dollars. Maybe they'll stop. I keep telling you guys, coffee tastes better than a TRS mug. See? But seriously, I'm watching the headlines. I could bring on the experts. We could get deep into this. But there's a reality here. We don't need to get deep into this. Iran has been a bad player for decades. Goes all the way back to the late 70s. Some of you don't remember. And we're worried about what the little brat, you know, in the House might be mad at us. That's what's true. You know, we got them mad. Trump got them mad. Trump is the only one, I have to keep it clean, but the only president with a spine that has gone up against them, not giving them money, not giving into what they want. They want recognition. They want respect for what? For the killings, for the murders that they're doing? What do you think? Hezbollah's a Boy Scout organization? This is just nuts. Now, should we go in and stir it up? Should we go in and antagonize them? No, it's not what I'm suggesting here. But they had, he wasn't a diplomat. Soleimani was not a diplomat. He wasn't a government official, so to speak. He was at the top of the terrorist organization. He was responsible for American deaths. Anybody else would have no problem. Well, I don't know about that anymore. The Dems don't want to drag anybody in, especially if they might be a Democrat or do them some good. You know, I was thinking today how, you know, Flynn's going to get 6 months, but I think the president should pardon him. No, seriously. He's going to get 6 months for lying to the FBI. When? All right, so let's say the one issue, 6 months, lying to the FBI, right? What about the rest of them? McCabe, when's he going to get it? If he gets 6 months per lie, he might be in jail for 6 years. Hillary would be in jail for 60 years. Right? It just doesn't end. And again, I say to you, they're mad at Trump. I mean, because he might be egging them on. Are we serious? And do you think that Trump is sitting there in a room somewhere making all these decisions on his own, deciding that, hey, this is how we're going to handle this war? Unlike, you know, Barack Oblamo, he's sitting here and he's looking at his top experts and they're telling him what to do and what needs to be done. It's really funny. Even some of these conservative commentators I'm listening to and watching, they're fine. They're okay during the status quo times when there's no real heat. There's no real issues to speak of. Well, guess what? Now there's a problem. Now there's an actual reality. People are being hurt. People are being targeted. Do you really think that the compound or the military base was chosen today at lunch by the Iranians? You don't think this is already laid out? I mean, it's just amazing. Nancy Pelosi, she was handed out during a House Democratic leadership meeting, informing her of the attacks on the two military bases. Right? She returned a phone call to Vice President Pence pretty quickly, and he briefed her on what was going on. She said, closely monitoring the situation following bombings targeting U.S. troops in Iraq, we must ensure the safety of our service members, including ending the needless provocations from the administration. So she wants to demand that Iran cease its violence. America and the world can't afford it, she says. So what are you going to do, Nancy? Offer them money? And how is Trump provoking them? They run around screaming death to America, right? You didn't say one word when Barack Obama was pouring money into that country, giving them money. You were fine with that. And Trump is telling them to knock off their terrorism or else, and you have a problem with that. Hey, guys, by the way, her nephew, Gavin Newsom. Enough said. Joe Mazzini, your host. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And really, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff happening up there that you can get involved with. And listen, sign up for the email blast. It's real simple. If you head over to the website, there's a place there where you can put in your email address. I send out an email a week. Once a week. I don't inundate you because I don't want to make myself crazy, let alone anybody else. So you send me one a week, and I mean, I send you one a week, and you don't want it anymore, you don't have to take it anymore. It's really that simple. It's not that hard, man. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I love having this guy on with me. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I love when he's on with me. He's got so many things going on, fighting the good fight for you and me and all, actually, any American who really needs the help. Brad, thanks for joining me.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
All right, let's hit there. First of all, Let's talk about what's happening tonight. I'm sure you've heard in the news that, you know, Iran has decided to now attack us, you know, because I think we're still the great Satan, last I checked. I don't know. I don't think they've changed their mind yet. You know. But the...
Yeah.
Go ahead. But it's just amazing that the response from the Democrats that this president is leading us into war, because Iran have been such a just a perfect example of a Boy Scout troop, haven't they?
Yeah. It's really disturbing when we see, we should have learned from history. You know, this sort of reminds me of Winston Churchill and how he said real clearly, he said, you know, pacifism is not the way to prevent war. That's the way to ensure defeat. We need to make sure that tyranny doesn't spread. It doesn't go uncorrected and unnoticed. And that's the attitude that I see from this administration. At the same time, I also see that there's, you know, there could have been an immediate military response. We could have, you know, done a massive blitzkrieg. That didn't happen. And I think it's because this president wants to sit back, assess. That's why he didn't give a speech tonight. And I'm really glad that we have a very level-headed person to really assess it and go look at it strategically. It is interesting also to note, Joe, that, you know, they gave like, you know, two dozen or whatever, you know, these missiles, you know, flying, aiming at large target bases. And yet, when there's not one American casualty. Now, that could have been divine intervention, definitely a possibility. It also could have been an Iran that wanted to have show and save face, but knew that it did not want to precipitate an escalation of a war that they knew they would definitely not win.
Oh, no.
So that's what some people are speculating. They had no difficulty in another time with two missiles hitting two oil tanks in Saudi Arabia, pinpoint, bullseye. They have that technology. So many are speculating that the higher up were, this is more of an appeasement of the masses. Others are saying, no, this is just simply, they wanted to take out Americans. They want to increase the intensity. It's really up to the president and his staff to sift through that and find out really where we are, where the real threat is, and how to put America first at the end of the day.
And that's, you know, again, the fact that he's willing to put America first, he's not sending bucket loads, wheelbarrow loads of money over there to try to appease them, or the
right.
or Little Kim over there in North Korea. I mean, the money, the paying these regimes off to leave us alone, those days are gone. And that is like bullying 101. You don't pay the bully off. You don't give the bully what they want. You turn around and you make sure they find a reason never to come and bother you again. And I believe that's what he's trying to do. That's personal opinion.
Yeah. And also what's really important for America to realize is how critical it is to have someone in the White House, just saying someone, who is feared and respected by the world. When Ronald Reagan was elected president, the world feared him because they knew that he actually might push the button.
Yep.
He was willing to do what it takes to keep oppression from increasing, from the Soviet Empire from increasing. It's a real interesting thing to study in history, how things changed dramatically, not based on what Reagan did, but what he could do and what the world immediately respected on day one when the Iranians returned our hostages as he was being sworn into office. The same way, I think we have that same kind of a president that I think is actually in the long run going to really help protect this country and prevent us from being pulled into a war out of a perception of weakness and instability, which we saw demonstrated, I'll just say, in the past.
You know, I know some friends of mine last week after the whole, you know, the embassy went down and what have you, they were hardcore Democrats, and they were talking about how they were impressed at how quickly that we jumped in to save our men without actually saying, I'm disappointed that we let four guys die in Benghazi under the watch of Obama and Hillary Clinton. You know what I'm saying? So they were giving Trump a backhanded compliment, and it's really sad that we've gotten to the point now where they can't do it. They can't just do it. They can't just give the accolades, but they can't give him a kudos and go, look, that was a great thing he did, and then move on to hating him again. They just can't get it off their mouth, get the roll off their tongue. It's just amazing. Was it pride comes before a fall or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's illogical, and it is a shame. And there are times when I like to think we as Americans can still come together, united as Americans, and appreciate each other as we work forward to further America and our interests and protect our people. And I dream of the days when that will once again be a part of our country more and more.
So let's talk more about the craziness that's going on in the free, what is it, free Washington, right? State of Washington, to me, California, Washington, Oregon, I mean, they're kind of like their own little tri-country, you know, of socialism. But we talked about we had that high-profile case where the pastor was taken to jail and charged because he wanted to just listen. All he wanted to do was sit there and listen to the drag queen story. Right? I mean, why don't you give people an overview, and then we'll tell them what's happening.
Yeah. It's really audacious when you look at it. I mean, this pastor, mild-mannered pastor, he's not a past activist kind of a guy. He's really easygoing. He heard this public announcement that there's going to be this public drag queen hour in the public library at a public time, public place. He thought, okay, I'm a part of the public. I'm going to go, and I'm going to watch. I'm going to attend it. And I may pray silently to myself. I'm not going to make any disruption. So he goes to walk in, and law enforcement are there, and said, "Say, excuse me, are you supportive of the drag queen hour?" He says, "Well, no, I'm not, but I'm going to observe and just silently observe." They said, "Well, no, you can't be in there. You have to be supportive and be on there and believe in them, what they're doing. You can't be there." And he said, "No, what are you talking about? I have my rights." And he was arrested, handcuffed, criminally prosecuted.
And we will find out what happened after that, right after the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Brad Dacus, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me. He's going to tell you what they're doing to protect your rights. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to state TV in Iran, the Revolutionary Guard fired missiles at air bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq in revenge of the U.S. drone strike that killed the Guard's top general. The Pentagon says more than a dozen ballistic missiles were fired at the bases in Iraq. So far, no casualties have been reported. The president has promised a response to any Iranian retaliation. He insists the killing of Qasem Soleimani saved a lot of lives.
He was a monster, and he's no longer a monster. He's dead.
The president said the Qud leader was planning a very big and very bad attack, but his administration hasn't revealed how that conclusion was made. Asked if he was to follow through with his threat to attack Iranian cultural sites, the president seemed to acknowledge it would be a war crime.
And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be?
Come on, it doesn't get any better than that.
I kissed her.
My wife calls him Mr. Butter. Right? I mean, seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Yeah, well, sometimes it feels that way. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just get to it. Bring them on with me. Brad Dake is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. They're doing a lot of great things across the country. We're going to talk in a minute about what they do and how you can support them, how you can help them as well. Brad, thanks for joining me. Always appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. We were talking about the pastor who simply wanted to sit in. He wasn't going to try anything stupid. He wasn't going to be nasty or anything like that. So he wanted to sit in on a drag queen story hour. Not an unreasonable request, correct?
Right. Right. It was a very reasonable request for a public event in a public place, sponsored by the government, by the public, for someone from the public to be able to attend without being discriminated for one particular reason, and that is because of their religious beliefs. That is what this is about. And that's what the judge cited specifically on the facts. She said this person had no mention, did not have a sign, did not have a bugle horn, made no expression of being a protester or a demonstrator or having intention to demonstrate or create a commotion. He was excluded for one reason, and that's because when asked his beliefs, he said what his beliefs were, and because of his beliefs, he was not allowed to participate.
Well, but wait a minute now. Let's tell the truth. He did have a hateful sign on him. He had a Bible in his hand, and if you have a Bible in your hand, we all know that's a symbol of hate and bigotry and all of that. But
the Bible. They looked at that and that triggered, oh no, this guy's a dangerous person. But that was it. And then they asked him, and he didn't deny his faith. You know, he lied, denied his faith. But in the United States, we just aren't supposed to have to do that. You know, it's just. But yet, that's what happens in the government. Handcuffed him, arrested him, put him in a squad car, booked him as a prisoner. I mean, we might expect to see that in some countries
in China,
in the world, in China, some places in the Middle East, but. Not in the United States. And so he was booked, arrested, and, we defended him. And here's the good news. The judge went ahead and dismissed the case. Didn't even let it go to trial. In a very, very thorough legal opinion, decided how this was unconstitutional and dismissed the case. And we celebrate, says, okay, this is great. Prosecution, a little embarrassed probably. Hopefully they learned their lesson, because usually a prosecution will drop the charges before it gets to that point of embarrassment of the judges saying, you guys are messing up, I'm dismissing it. So, but what happens? They say, oh no, we're filing a motion for reconsideration. So she says, no, motion denied. Didn't you read what I wrote? Denied. And then they say, okay, fine. We're going to appeal this case. We're that committed to put, using taxpayer resources in the prosecution's office with the police, to put this minister behind bars because of his beliefs, because he was holding a Bible and wanted to be treated like other citizens. We want to make an example of him. We want to go after him. We're zealous. And why do we know they're zealous? Not just by their actions, but something else. On the Facebook, the prosecuting attorney, on his Facebook, referred to our client and people like him as, quote, religious loonies, end quote. Religious loonies. That is what the American taxpayer-funded prosecuting attorney in the state of in Spokane, Washington, had the audacity to say up front. Who knows what he said to himself and to others. That's mm-hmm. what he put publicly displayed on his Facebook screen. He took it off, but has not withdrawn at all his actions to in zeal to go after this pastor, and I think to try to intimidate other pastors and people of faith as well.
Well, that's it. They want to make an example. They want people, you know, when I try to bring people to run for school board or city council along those lines, one of the first things they say if they don't want to do it is, I don't want to go through what you go through. I don't want to put up with all the garbage you put up with. That's intimidation. They've been intimidated out of the process. And then they wonder why these kids have to go through this. They wonder why you don't have conservative teaching in schools. Well, until we decide that the aggravation is okay to have, that, I mean, look at, for my Christian brothers and sisters, yeah, Jesus went through no aggravation, did he? So it's not an excuse to use, especially with me, but I think that's part of the problem. But that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, it's being addicted to comfort the expense of losing liberty. And that's very dangerous, not just to ourselves, but very, very dangerous for the future of our nation for generations to come.
I mean, our founding fathers, what if they wanted to be addicted to comfort as opposed to aggravation? These guys pretty much lost everything in their lives. It's just amazing, you know?
Yeah, there's just about every signer of the Declaration of Independence basically lost it all and were killed, martyred. And the thing is, they knew it when they signed it. They knew full well what they were doing and the price they would have to pay. I hope that attitude and that insight of our and conviction of our founding fathers permeates the United States in the days ahead as we struggle to defend our freedoms and liberties today.
Oh, it's and you know something, the guys that I call the freedom from religion freaks. And they make me crazy because they seem to have like a Jesus patrol, okay? And they go all around the country, and I'm surprised they haven't petitioned the phone company to take down all the telephone poles because, you know, they look like crosses, depending on the angle you're looking at them at, right? So now they go to an Air Force base, and I guess the Air Force base is selling Jesus candy, right? And they're peppermints, and they come in packages. And so anyway, they said that they got, like they always say, you know, there's 30,000 people on the base, and they got an anonymous call from an anonymous service member who's offended by the candies. My God. You know, you're offended by the candies, buy them all, throw them away. I don't know what to tell you. But it's just interesting that they're calling it Christian contraband. When we get to the point in this country that you're calling something that's wrong, how they don't stop the gardener, you know what I'm saying here? I mean, but anyway, I don't get this. Are they not allowed to sell this in any way, shape, manner, or form? If they make it open to others, it's not a call. There's not a call to find Jesus on the candy. I don't get this.
Right. This is the question, legal question is, does the state action or allowance result in proselytizing by the government to recruit people to, evangelize, to get... No, it clearly does not. This is actually accommodative in nature. When people are on the military base, they live on the base, they live, they eat. This is where they are. And so, in fact, that's why we have chaplains, taxpayer-funded chaplains, meeting the needs of people serving on the base. And the part of those needs are religious needs and spiritual needs. You know, they can sell Bibles in the store. Why? Because that's the needs. They can sell other religious material to make it available. These little Christmas time, during Christmas time, having things indicative of the Christmas holidays, courts have upheld that that's constitutional. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not proselytizing to allow for the recognition of a holiday which is recognized by the people, especially a national holiday like Christmas. Jesus candy canes, I hardly see as qualifying as proselytizing or a state endorsement of religion. This is something that's bought, it's allowed. If they were to turn the whole store into a Bible bookstore,
that's
and
a
only have
story.
I mean, that's a totally different story. And and the only thing people can buy is something of a particular religious group and ideology and doctrine, and that's being pushed. We're not talking about that. We're talking about accommodation and state. This is just blatant state intolerance and hostility to the community.
Well, Mike Berry is the attorney that is working on the case for the military guys, and he says it's hilarious because he searched the base to try to find anybody who was instantaneously converted to Christianity by eating the candy and has yet to be able to find anyone. So, which I thought was a great comment to lighten it up a little bit, They do. They go way too far over the top with this stuff. People are going to say, yeah, it's because you guys are Christians and it doesn't bother you. No, it's because it's just candy, people. Oh, this is just candy. It's all there is there.
Right. If there was a candy there. That was culturally used by a certain religious group, or say from the Hindus, and they had a certain candy they used for their religious ceremony, and they had that there for sale, and it was had the picture, whatever, on the Hindu. I wouldn't freak out. I don't think of anyone I know who would freak out and say, no, that's there, and they're accommodating people who appreciate that and want to buy that.
Yep.
it really is illogical.
We got to really, they must have been on the war path this during Christmas because they went against somebody else and a representative, Bradley. Well, we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus when we come back.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step, as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
This is the ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being part of. Thanks for being part of the solution. See, you're part of the solution. When you tune in, you listen, you get informed, and you have a clue as to what's going on, then you are truly part of the solution. So that's what you need to do. Get informed, get engaged, and don't be afraid to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me just bring him on because we're having a great conversation. Brad Dacus, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me, and we're talking about all these, I'll say it, he doesn't have to, all these whacked cases, you know, across the country that the freedom from religion freaks, they don't want you to have a belief. You know why? Because they can't understand it. They're living their miserable little lives, and they want you to join them. Anyway, Brad, how you doing?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for letting me on the program.
All right, so before we get into it again and run out of time, tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is, how they can help, how they can get involved, and if they need help, how do they get a hold of you?
You bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute are a unique legal organization in that we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to the defense of religious freedom, parental rights against the government, the sanctity of human life, and we do this all without charge. And if they want assistance and help, They like to get our resources, like our free Legal Insider update, which is really helpful. They just go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org. And there's great resources there, and they can also sign up to become a part of our work and support our work. By the way, this month we have a matching gift program, dollar for dollar, till the end of January, up to $100,000. For everyone who signs up to become a new supporter or signs up to support us on a regular monthly basis. So it's a great opportunity for those who want to really step up and become a part of the game and not just on the sidelines.
Well, you know, people, you need to get involved. You need to understand what they actually do. Go look up the cases that they deal with. Head over to pji.org. Just read about them. Learn about them. Get informed. Look, you guys all give to different charities all year long. How many of those charities honestly and truly line up with your core belief system? With just what you believe needs to be done in this country? They've helped me out. I'm sure they can help out so many others, and you've got to help them. Brad, again, always, thanks for being with me, and got another good one for you. So, apparently, doing anything that has any kind of godly connotation on school grounds is against the law, right? So the Freedom from Religion freaks are at it again. They've accused the Tappaloosa County Schools of violating the law by allowing football players to participate in a baptism event at a real town high school. Now, you know, I know that people all of a sudden you start getting nervous already, but if these kind of events are done or if these baptisms were done when the school was not in session or the event was over, this shouldn't be a problem, right?
Well, yeah, it's even actually even broader than that. But yes, if it's after school hours and an outside group is coming in to utilize the facility like everyone else does after school hours, they can do that, but they could actually potentially do it during school hours if it's being sponsored by a student club. It's an activity of a student club, like a Christian student club, Bible student club, and they have an outside person coming in. This is an activity they're going to engage in. You know, they can engage in activities just like other and have events just like others. The fact that it has a spiritual purpose or dimension is irrelevant. This is student-initiated. It's protected under the Equal Access Act, a federal law that we at Pacific Justice Institute have used over and over again. So, this school district, I think, called this wrong. And public baptisms and public places, that's not a state endorsement of religion. It's a state accommodation of religion. And non-hostility.
Well, it's really funny. He's one of the first representatives I've heard. This is Representative Bradley Byrne, and he's one of the first ones I've heard really speak out like this and say, "Hey, look, he is tired. He must have had one of those moments. You know, he's tired of them beating on them. He's tired of them, you know, bullying them. And this is something that, you know, in most cases, it makes kids better. It makes kids stronger. And why do we always have to?" It's really funny. We'll fight for the right for kids to see, you know, sexually explicit commercials and things on TV, but we won't fight for the right for them to see or partake of or be part of a solid, good moral value process. It's just amazing to me. Then they wonder why our kids are rudderless, if you would. It's amazing.
Right. Yes, studies show overwhelmingly that kids that have a strong faith, that believe in their Creator, believe in God, and that they're accountable to and have that faith, that impacts their lives to make good decisions with regards to drugs, sex, the future, moral practices, and it's a win-win-win for society, for the individual, and an atheist, frankly, should be very compassionate and accommodative. You know, if he thinks that only religion's only for weak people, and you just need it because you're weak, fine. Then let us weak people have our faith, and let society benefit from it, and you can reap the benefits of it as well as a more civilized society and one that respects authority and consequences in the next life. So it's very important that we let religious freedom. You know, I went to Texas A&M University undergrad, and I remember we had there was a preacher out there, and he did baptisms in the fountain in the middle of campus. And you know what? No one got hurt. They got hurt, you know, doing other things, but right. No one got hurt, and no one's rights were violated. And I just remembered what a wonderful society that was to have it, live in a country where people did not have to hide their faith or be ashamed of their faith. We need to work to have that throughout the country.
Well, the big mistake they made, frankly, was going to Alabama. I mean, you can go to Alabama and tell people they can't live out their Christian. You know, you really have to have an IQ of a single digit to pull off something like that. They should have come to California. They would have gave in right away. But, you know, it is sad how many stories I do where school districts and other, you know, public agencies, the minute the letter is written to them from these, you know, Freedom From Religion people, they give up. They throw their hands in the air and say, we can't do that, because it really shouldn't be the first thing they do. And I'm not going to inundate you with phone calls, but the first thing you should do is call an organization like PJI that handles this stuff on a regular basis, because you have a lot more rights than we've been led to believe that we have, don't we?
Oh, we do. In fact, on our website, all our resources are without charge, and our services are without charge. They go to our website. They can download a book called Reclaim Your School, which deals with your rights of in public school regarding your faith, and parents' rights regarding their kids' opt-out forms to protect their kids in public schools across the country. Really great resources that really empower people. We at Pacific Justice Institute defend people and institutions, yes, but we also empower them with these great resources to know their rights so they can stand up and utilize them as they see fit.
You know, you don't need that attorney standing beside you, people. I've actually used some of their letters and some of the information that Brad has given me to get past some of this crazy garbage. You know, one of the things I scared them with once, I said, you know, Supreme Court, and I hope I said this the right way, but the Supreme Court has ruled we can pray before a school board meeting. You could have heard a pin drop. That's a true statement, right?
Right. Right. And in this Supreme Court in particular, I have a hard time seeing them striking down what is practiced regularly in Congress on a regular basis, which is opening in prayer, so which has already been upheld as constitutional. So, yeah, I think this Supreme Court won't give more privileges to our representatives in Congress than our representatives at city council meetings.
Brad, I've talked about this before, but I got to bring it up again. I want to keep driving it home. It's just mind-blowing to me, the average guy sitting here, knowing that the Ten Commandments are on the wall at the Supreme Court, and yet you can't put them up in a school, or you get all the aggravation when they're put up in a school or somewhere else. Is this like backwards day? Is there a way around that? Do we have a right to put those up in schools?
Yes, we do. The rationale was that, well, kids are more impressionable than other people watching the Supreme Court. Those are all adults. Kids in public schools are impressionable. They could read it, and if they read it, they may believe it, and if they believe it, it may change their lives, heaven forbid. As it turns out, but the reality is, you can't have the Ten Commandments posted if it's done properly in a secular context, which is what we've done. In North Carolina, many schools have followed our recommendation, and other places where they put up a display, and it's entitled Development Origins of Western Law, and you have the Ten Commandments, then you have the Magna Carta, and then you have the Declaration of Independence, and then the Constitution. And it does give a brief snapshot as to where our laws developed and came from. There's nothing proselytizing about it. There's nothing. It's educational, and I think that is very healthy, irrespective of what someone's beliefs are, for children to understand where our rights came from, where the concept of fundamental rights originated, and why that is so important in understanding what makes America so unique and special as a country of the people and by the people and for the people.
Yeah. All right, one last time. We only got about 30 seconds left. Where do they find you? Where do they help you so you can help others?
You bet. They can just simply go to our website, pji.org. They can download our free resources I mentioned before, the opt-out forms, et cetera, and we're here to serve. And if they need help, of course, let us know. We're here to serve and help anyone in the United States dealing with these issues.
Don't go far, people. I appreciate your time with me. Listen, next hour we're going to talk about two things. One, obviously, Iran and what's happening there. And if we have, the ATF says we have over 400 million legal guns in this country, why aren't we having these mass shootings that the Dems keep telling us we should have? We'll be back in a bit. Heat up your coffee and come on back.